Laura in Omaha, you're up next on 102.7. How are you, Laura?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Go ahead.
I read an article by Father Gary Thomas, and one of the things he said is that he's always listening for doorways. So, you know, if there's any pattern of practice with the occult or history of sexual abuse. And then he said 80% of the people who come to me have been sexually abused victims, usually as children. And he does. He's speaking about exorcisms that he does. And so I was kind of wondering, and it sounds very childish. Maybe it's because my point of view, I'm also a sexual victim, child sexual abuse victim. And it kind of seems unfair that something happens to you and then now you're open to more evil things. And I was just wondering, why would that be?
I don't know that it is. I haven't ever seen that claim before. And so, I don't have any information on that or whether that's accurate at all. Secondly, if he's just talking about his personal experience, it's anecdotal. And anecdotal evidence is always weaker than something that has been seriously studied. People hit evidence that is not representative of all the evidence that's out there frequently, especially if you have a small sample size. And so the number of individuals that a particular exorcist has encountered is not a particularly reliable sample. It's just anecdotal evidence based on one individual's experience. So, and it may not even be, that may not even be a rigorous example. He may never have counted the number of people coming to him and the number of people who have sexual abuse. So that may be an off the top of his head estimate. We may be dealing with a very low order of evidence here. Consequently, I would be very hesitant to draw any implications from that regarding this causing people to be demonically possessed. And not just for those reasons, but also because there's a very famous saying, correlation does not equal causation. And so even if these two things were correlated, it wouldn't necessarily mean that sexual abuse causes demonic possession or is in any direct way leading to higher incidence of demonic possession. It could be something else. It could be that people who are involved in the occult are more likely to commit sexual abuse. The causal arrow could run in the other direction. And so it could be that in circles where you have people who are opening themselves up consciously to the occult, you have those same people are more likely to commit certain types of sexual sins, including sexual abuse of others. And so the causal arrow may be running in the other direction. Also, the fact that, assuming that this is accurate, the ratio doesn't necessarily work in reverse. It doesn't follow, even if it were true, that 80% of people who are experiencing demonic possessions have had some sort of sexual abuse. That doesn't mean that 80% of people who have had sexual abuse are demonically possessed. It could still be a tiny fraction of people who have had sexual abuse that experience demonic possession. In fact, given the prevalence of sexual sin in our society, I would suspect that it would only be a tiny percentage of people who have been sexually abused who have been demonically possessed. And so there are a whole host of reasons for caution here. And so I would just say it's an unclear situation, and I wouldn't read a whole lot into it.
Having interviewed Father Gary Thomas many times, Jimmy and Laura, sometimes people say things anecdotally. Well, 80% of the people I talk to doesn't really mean between 79 and 81%.
Right.
It might
means
be a colloquial way of saying a lot.
Yeah.
Laura, I have heard Father Gary say in interviews, including to myself when I interviewed him, is that he has said 75, sometimes probably 80% of the people who visit him actually need to go back to therapy or need to be on meds.
Yeah.
They have other issues, and it kind of masks or overlaps some of the classic criteria of possession or infestation. Laura, does this all cohere?
Yes. I felt like I was missing something when I read that, and then I think because of my personal experience, I couldn't get past the
Sure.
Worry.
Sure.
And I needed some rational thought, so I thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Part of the transcript of my interview appears on Catholic.com. If you Google Patrick Hoff and Father Gary Thomas, there's a print version, which I believe is drawn from our magazine as well, Catholic Answers Magazine. Glad you're out there, Laura. Thanks for the call.